ahead and start. From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. My name is Landon Kleindorfer. Thank you once again for joining us for our weekend program. This week, we have a returning guest, Blake Doyer with NDOT. We've got a lot of things going on as far as you guys having to focus on the Wabash Valley, specifically in Terre Haute. Obviously, we've got the casino, and we've got sort of a once-in-a-lifetime sort of thing coming on here with the eclipse as well, Blake.
Absolutely. It's a really, really busy time here in Terre Haute, which inadvertently sometimes means the roads may be busy as well.
Yeah, and, you know, I've listened to Mayor Sackbun talk about, obviously, the high traffic, a lot of tourism coming to Terre Haute because of Monday's eclipse coming up. What does that do for you guys? How does that affect your planning and what's going on for you as far as preparation for all that traffic?
This has been something we've really been planning for months and months and months, and it's hard to really believe that it's finally here on Monday, April 8th, that the skies are going to go dark and the traffic could potentially stack up here pretty quickly. And so with Indiana playing such a pivotal role in hosting the eclipse, Terre Haute's no exception, and the Wabash Valley as well. And so as many people are going to be coming to the area, whether that be, you know, Vincennes, Terre Haute, or maybe in the Brazil area, wherever it may be, NDOT's been working really hard and having just countless meetings, conversations, and planning operations to just make sure that not only everybody can get here and be safe while they do it, but also that they can have the most enjoyable experience as well, because, you know, this is something that we want people to soak in and enjoy because it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. But that also comes with a lot of preparation on our end. We've partnered with the Indiana State Police to talk about messaging as far as what motorists will need to do as they hit the road or as they're at their destination and when they leave their eclipse viewing destination as well. So we've got some tips that hopefully folks can take away and put into practice here as they, you know, go to their eclipse viewing adventures. And we just hope that everybody takes what we have to say seriously and makes sure that they're extra cautious. And hopefully nothing too crazy will happen out there on the roads. But, you know, with hundreds of thousands of people expected to come to the Hoosier State, things can get busy pretty quickly.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, whenever you think about rush hour in Terre Haute, at times you think about streets like 3rd Street can get pretty packed anyways on a regular day, just on a Tuesday. This is going to be a work week day on a Monday in the middle of the day. I mean, what's the expectation? What are you guys telling people as far as safety?
Well, when you crunch the numbers behind this, there's 12 million people across the state in the path of totality. Quite a few of those, of course, live in the Wabash Valley as well. And there's hundreds of thousands of people expected to come to this area. And so, you know, to the Hoosier State just to, you know, celebrate and be a part of the eclipse. So you take, like you mentioned, you take a regular work day, you take 3 o'clock, so you're pushing that rush hour, and you take the fact that so many people are going to be here. You could really think of this potentially as like the Indianapolis 500, but all across the state of Indiana. And so this is something that, you know, we haven't seen in our lifetime. And so we're just trying to, you know, of course, prepare for, you know, the busiest case scenario, but obviously hope for the best. So we've got some tips we want to ask people to kind of plan for before, during, and after the eclipse. And if you'd like here, we can talk about some of those steps as well. But, you know, this is something that it's going to be really, really exciting. And it's right here in Terre Haute. You know, a lot happening here in the area.
Yeah. And if you could just go into that plan, I mean, obviously there's a lot of preparation that goes into it with it being in the middle of the afternoon. People are going to be trying to get home, trying to rush to get to their areas. I assume that part of that plan is to sort of just be cautious and be aware.
Absolutely. So we have a motto that goes along with this that we partner with Indiana State Police on, and that's arrive early, stay put, and leave late. And so it starts all before the eclipse. You need to arrive early. You need to know where your viewing site is. So if you haven't planned that out yet, that's something if you're listening right now, you really need to get on top of here as quickly as possible, because accessibility and parking may be a problem with the sizes of these crowds. NDOT's TrafficWise and mobile 511IN.org will have all the latest up-to-date traffic, so you can download that on your Apple or Android devices to kind of get real-time updates on Monday. But that's something you're going to want to really have now so that you can plan ahead. there's going to be increased traffic and congestion and things of that nature. So you need to anticipate that, especially in the areas near the path of totality, like Vigo County. So, you know, in order to reach your destination safely, you know, we also encourage everybody to buckle up and put their phones down and then have maybe an emergency kit in that car as well. So pack plenty of snacks, water, you know, charging cables for your electronic devices in the event that you need to call for help. Or if you become stranded, because unfortunately, you know, with something like this, you could see a lot of traffic. So that's why we tell people also to make sure you fill your gas tank before you go, because if you're stuck in traffic for several hours, that's something that could be very, very dangerous. I know the weather right now is looking pretty good, but it's still not something where you would want to be stranded alongside the road. And of course, your eclipse viewing glasses, that's going to need to be in the car for you and your family before you hit the road. You don't want to stare at the sun directly while it's, you know, during the eclipse or at any point in time. So just make sure you have those specially designed glasses to avoid the impact to your eyes there. And then we talk about during the eclipse as well. Of course, avoiding travel during the eclipse in the main path of totality if possible. We understand here that's not always possible, though, and emergencies arise. So just if you can stay off the road, we ask you to do so. And maybe just, you know, like I said, find a spot to really enjoy the eclipse, because this isn't something we want to be a problem for everybody. This is something we all want to enjoy. And us here at NDOT, we're going to, you know, make sure that we try to enjoy it ourselves. You know, of course, while monitoring the situations and taking care of the travelers to the state as well. But we also ask, you know, folks that if you are driving during the path of totality, not to take pictures while you drive. You know, make sure, you know, Indiana's a hands-free state, so you need to be abiding by that law and not having a smartphone or tablet in your hand while you're driving. We also ask folks, too, that, you know, maybe this seems like a no-brainer, but don't wear your eclipse glasses while driving. You know, we've had a lot of these meetings that I've talked about with a lot of other states across the country that have had eclipses in the past, or, you know, even in the 2017 solar eclipse here, you know, in the Midwest, and people will a lot of times wear those glasses while they drive. And you have to remember that you can't see out of those glasses.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of useless.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, of course, you don't want to look at the sun, but you also don't want to pose, you know, more hazards for yourself on the road as well. And so just, you know, turn on your headlights. You know, automatic headlights could be something that are problematic if you rely on those. During the eclipse, this is one of those. You'll just want to make sure you turn that on. And then, of course, watching for pedestrians along, you know, roadways, especially back roads, if a lot of people are alongside the back roads as well. And we also ask, too, that everybody make sure that you don't pull over alongside the road. Don't stop in the middle of the interstate. Those have been patterns that other states have seen as well, and something that could be very dangerous. And so, you know, we talk about all of that. And then finally, after the eclipse, you know, you need to have your post-event transportation. You know, get a sober driver if, you know, you're going to be partaking in consuming adult beverages during that time. You know, just be patient, you know, because there is going to be a lot of heavy traffic, or at least that's what, you know, we're expecting right now. And then just stay put, maybe, you know, have a little cookout or something like that after the eclipse, whether you're camping or something like that. And then again, I can't emphasize enough the NDOT TrafficWise app and 511IN.org to plan your route home as well, because we understand that a lot of people will be here locally, but also coming from out of town.
Yeah, I think that the pre-plan is going to be really one of the most important things. Hopefully, people that are traveling to the Wabash Valley area, as well as those who already live here and kind of know the road systems a little bit better, are going to be capable of planning around being in certain areas. One thing that I think is pretty significant is the fact that there are going to be some road closures. Wabash is going to be closed in that downtown area for a few blocks during, because they're having an event as well. So you need to plan accordingly as far as just knowing where the traffic is going to be and what roads are going to be closed as well.
Absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head. You know, we at NDOT, we are trying to limit those like road closures for construction and things like that. But I know like in town, you know, some towns are, you know, having maybe eclipse watch parties, and that's great. So we just, you know, it's just really important to know where those are and just plan ahead, because if you don't plan ahead, you could end up in a situation that's really difficult to get out of.
So talking about traffic, this part a little bit more long-term as we move away from the eclipse, this weekend, it'll be for the listeners on Saturday and Sunday. On Friday, the casino opens for Basically, the way I was it was explained to me during the soft open was that they're going to open their doors on Friday and they're never going to close them again. So we are in full swing of the Terre Haute Casino now. Go ahead and just briefly tell me what that process has been like as far as communication with NDOT. And obviously, you have to be expecting a significant amount of traffic, not just this weekend, but for the future, there's going to be more traffic going through that area.
Yeah, and the mayor of Terre Haute, Brandon Sackbun, he had mentioned to me, too, that they're expecting several thousands of people to the casino as well. That's something I personally have had a couple brief conversations with him about, just to talk about, you know, what he expects and what we expect as well. And so this is something that NDOT has been able to, you know, partner with the city on to be able to be prepared, because, you know, this may not be a one-day eclipse. This is an eclipse that could last, you know, potentially a lifetime
right
here in Terre Haute. So we've done some steps to, you know, manage traffic on I-70. We've, you know, directed traffic to New Margaret. We've got two big panel signs that are going to go up on 70 at exit 11B in the eastbound and westbound lanes. So that's going to help, you know, show people, hey, there's a new casino here. This is where we're routing traffic. And, you know, maybe with the new digital message boards in Vigo County as well, we could potentially share some messaging there if needed. You know, we do have those resources there that we've recently put in as well. And then we've got overhead signs up on 46 westbound right now. And those are going to say, you know, kind of, hey, this is where you go. You know, the casino's here. We're aware of this. And, you know, just trying to manage traffic and keep that maintained as best as possible.
So for people who, you know, maybe from the west side of Terre Haute, they don't really go over to the east side as often, explain to me, obviously, you've got Margaret Avenue, New Margaret. That hotel sits exactly where?
So all of the new hotel's right there, kind of just off the interstate. And so New Margaret is, you know, the route that we're routing people to from I-70 to New Margaret. So that's kind of the path we're telling people to take there at this time. And so, you know, if anything changes, of course, you know, we'll update people on what routes should take. But right now we've got those signs to route I-70 to New Margaret. And those are those two panel signs there in the east and westbound lanes. So we'll be able to kind of keep that messaging consistent for traffic coming in both directions.
Now, moving forward, obviously, this is a plan that has been in place for quite some time, meaning the casino, that is. Is there a plan to, you know, add more roadway, expand roadways, anything like that, as, you know, new businesses plan to move over there and hotels are being built and things like that? Is there any sort of plan going forward?
That's something that we're going to have to look at, obviously, with something so revolutionary like this in the community. This is something that, you know, we do have to keep a lot of options on the table. Right now, I think what we've got in plan is to, you know, kind of see how this goes, because we don't want to, you know, jump to any conclusions or anything, but we're routing traffic and we're partnering with the city to make sure to get things started, we can maintain that traffic. Then if any changes are needed or anything of that nature, you know, we're going to sit down here at NDOT and review that. And then our engineers are going to come up with the best possible plan to make sure that if any changes are needed, that they are made. And, you know, what we also tell people, too, is that, you know, as you start to come to the casino, as you start to, you know, be in Terre Haute on the east side of town with this development happening, if you see some concerns or if you see something, of course, that may make it more convenient for you or suggestions, we do have a customer service portal here at NDOT that we want folks to utilize and take advantage of. You know, this isn't just something where you have to, you know, have a problem. It could even just be a suggestion or something that, you know, you think could make the roadways, you know, more friendly to the customer, because we do want to hear from our customers and we want to serve them as best as possible. So what we ask is that if you do see something, you know, as these developments come in, go to ndot4u.com. It's the number 4 and the letter U, ndot4u.com, and just, you know, make sure that you submit something to say, hey, this is what we think we could, you know, maybe do to make things better. Because the only way to really go about that is, you know, with, of course, our engineering team, but also hearing those concerns from the public as well, and just, you know, trying to serve them as best as possible, because nobody truly knows the area like the public. And so that's why, you know, we've partnered with the city. We've, you know, tried to hear these, you know, folks' concerns. And if there are any, we want to be able to, you know, take care of that.
Now, this is just a question based on the fact that you know this area pretty well. Obviously, a lot of the people that will be going to this casino may be living in downtown Terre Haute, or just the other side of town, what would you say is the best means of transit as far as getting to and from the casino?
Well, I think a lot of people can kind of stick to what they know. If you live on, you live in downtown, a lot of times whenever I would travel from, downtown to the east side, you could maybe sneak down some of the county roads. But you could also, if you want to stick to, just the east side of town, you could always take 40 and then, tune on to 46 or whatever the case may be. Wherever you're coming from, just I'd say stick to what you know and then stick to what the signs say as well. If they're directing traffic a certain way, because things are really early and it's hard to tell what actually may happen. It's a lot of times, similar to the eclipse in this respect too, but we just are asking people stick to what you know. If you see any guidance from, outside entities, just be sure, state police or NDOT, you follow the signs, follow, what our officers out there may request. But, for now, just stick to what you know, stick to what works best. And if there's, any changes or anything like that, we'll be sure to let everybody know.
Any other projects coming up here in your area as far as road work goes or anything like that that needs to be known to the public?
I would say stay tuned on that because I'm actually in the process now of getting some information together on some maintenance work on I-70. So, that's something that, you can expect here in the coming days. I'm very busy right now writing some press releases and things like that. So, through our local media partners, like you guys and then the other media entities throughout the Wabash Valley, we're going to make sure we get that information out to everybody. So I'd say just stay tuned to that. Of course, our Facebook page, Indiana Department of Transportation, West Central, and then Twitter as NDOT underscore W Central. We'll have all those updates on there as well. So, it is kind of the kickoff to construction season. And so as that kind of comes about, you can expect to see some projects here locally. And, we'll have some information because those will be starting here in the coming weeks.
And we'll make sure to stay in contact on that and get that information out to all of our listeners whenever we can do that. So we appreciate you and everything you guys have done to make sure that the roadways are safe and clear for us.
Well, thank you very much and appreciate you taking the time to have us on the show and get things rolling and hopefully, get people some helpful tips here for the eclipse and hopefully everybody can have a nice, enjoyable experience as well. I know that's what I plan on doing. I plan on, monitoring the road conditions. I'll post updates as well, but I do think I'll have to grab my eclipse glasses and take a peek myself.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to do the same, but I appreciate it. Blake Dollier with NDOT. We appreciate you coming on again. This has been Focus on the Community This has been Focus on the Community produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM, and on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFNB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.